There's a pasuk in Chumash where it says that Hashem created Adam and Chava, Zochar unekeva bora oisam, vayikra shemom Adam. Hashem called Adam and Zochar and Nekeva, he called them Adam. Meaning that they're both nichlal in Adam, in Ben. Just like the Zohar Kodesh says that the word Adam itself is Yud Kei Vav Kei plus Chava. I'll show you something very interesting now. Yud Kei Vav Kei is generally, when we talk about the names of Hashem, and which names represent male, and which names represent female, Yud Kei Vav Kei is just about always used to represent Zohar. Ekye, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Elokim, those are the names that are used to represent the Shekhinah, female, generally. But Yud Kei Vav Kei is Zohar. Now, the Zohar Kodesh says, let's take a look at Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei itself represents the Zohar. What's the filled out portion of Yud Kei Vav Kei? When you spell it B'miloy Alfin, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. When you spell it that way, the filled in portion is the gematria Chava, exactly, 19. In other words, the Vav Dalet of the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, the Aleph of the Hey, the Aleph Vav of Vav, and the Aleph of the last Hey is Bigimatria Chava. What does that teach us? It teaches us that within the Zohar, the Nekeva's inside of it already. It comes in the package. You understand? Lahavdil, you receive a computer in the mail, and then they send the batteries with it, that kind of thing. Inside the Zohar, in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Chava is inside and hidden. It's hidden. It's just like kol kvoido basmelech penima. The kvoido of the woman is she should be hidden. And together, the Yud Kei Vav Kei plus the Chava is bigimatria Odom, which is the name of the man. Again, in him is kol both, the Chavav plus the Chava. And there's a lot of other proofs to this when we'll talk about these kind of concepts, concepts in Kabbalah, how you'll see in the Zohar, the Nekeva is automatically included. Baruch Hashem.